Welcome to the Daily Review. I'm Brad Munson, and today I have what just might be a little gift for the sci-fi action-adventure types amongst us, an underappreciated, super-fun trilogy of movies that's about to become a tetralogy. That's Skyline, Beyond Skyline, and Skylines, plural, and another one coming soon. Now, way back in 2010, hard to believe, almost 15 years ago, a writer named Liam O'Donnell and director brothers named Greg and Colin Strauss came up with this script about an alien invasion of contemporary Los Angeles. It starred a bunch of familiar but not stellar faces, folks like, Eric Balfour, who I remember mostly from the under-remembered sci-fi series Haven, or Donald Faison, the usually funny second lead from Scrubs, or Brittany Daniel, who played the bitchy blonde in this movie, but who I immediately identified as one of the twin teens from Sweet Valley High, all grown up, and David Zayas, an expert even today of playing the tough guy Latino cop or street hero, who you probably remember best for his multiple seasons on Dexter. The basic premise was pretty simple. Most of the above cast convened for a big old party in Donald Faison's penthouse on top of a big L.A. skyscraper, because his ship had finally come in and now he was rich and famous. It doesn't matter, because it all ends in seconds anyway, as they stand there in mute horror and look out the big windows there to see huge spaceships descend from above, cover the city, and start to blow things up real good. You know, your typical alien invasion. And the rest of the movie, this first one, is the kind of chase and hide and fight backstory of those folks in the penthouse getting away or not getting away, and a few others like David Zayas as they try to survive the first few hours of the invasion. Pretty typical plot at first, similar in many ways to everything from, you know, Battle Los Angeles to War of the Worlds to Cloverfield to Independence Day. But what sets it apart, almost from the beginning, is the look of the aliens, as well as the relentless logic of the plot, and some top-drawer action direction, and some of the best non-human alien designs in years. Not just another bunch of gray aliens, not a xenomorph ripoff, but a real and mostly successful attempt to create a whole new look for the invaders and their semi-organic alien tech, none of which look like humans in suits. Now, this first film zooms right along with a breathless, frenetic pacing right up there with the aforementioned Cloverfield, and it pays off well, as you get to see the good guys go down, one after another, when you were sure they were going to make it to the end, and with an ending, which I don't want to spoil here for a change, that is actually surprising, and leaves it wide open for sequels, but does not fail to tie off a pretty good dramatic conclusion all by itself. And here's what's most amazing about Skyline. Principal photography for this thing costs something like $500,000, and that is nothing to produce the live-action footage for a feature film, especially one that looks this good. And even though the special effects added about another, $10 million or maybe even $20 million to it, Skyline still made more than $60 million in theatrical and streaming releases. Way more than anyone ever expected. Way more than enough to justify some sequels. And this is where the secret part comes in, because for whatever set of weird studio-centric reasons, the sequel to this wildly profitable film took 7 years to get off the ground. Yeah, it was 2017 before the sequel, Beyond Skyline, showed up. And none of the original stars are in it. Which, actually, that's not surprising, since damn near all of them were killed in the first movie. But there must have been something more going on than that, because two of the major characters from that first movie appear in flashbacks in the second movie. But their scenes were refilmed with lookalike actors. No matter. We got a new set of veteran action stars for the second movie, including Frank Grillo, you know, Crossbones from Captain America and a bunch of the MCU stuff, who plays the hero this time, and also introduces us to a pretty damn impressive young woman named Lindsay Morgan as Rose, the daughter of the original movie's leads, now all grown up and kind of partly alien herself, who leads the fight against the bad aliens. And Beyond Skyline did well enough to bring about Skylines, plural, just a few years after that in 2020. And sometime next year, we're going to see that fourth movie, Skyline Warpath, which is telegraphed pretty heavily at the end of the third film. Now, the first film really is pretty damn good, especially when you consider how little money they had to make it. The second movie had a lot going for it, not the least of which was the pure charisma of Frank Grillo. But the totally cool, totally non-human alien designs of the first way did kind of give way to far more humanoid versions, evolutions, really, in the sequel. I mean, for good plot-driven reasons, yeah, but still, not nearly as unusual or, frankly, as much fun. So much so, in fact, that by the third film, where a good guy alien is part of the team that fights against the bad guy aliens, really, it does just look like a guy in a monster suit And it's only the overall concept and Lindsay Morgan's personal power that keeps things going. And from what I've read, Warpath, the unexpected fourth entry in the film, is going to bring back a bunch of characters from earlier films, though probably not, sadly, Frank Grillo, to make the story about the humans versus the harvesters, which is what they're calling the aliens now, bringing it up to a whole new level of interstellar annihilation. So, yeah. But the point here is, almost nobody seems to know about this series. And it's not packaged together in one place. Now, you can watch the first one all over the place. It's on Hulu and Tubi and Amazon and Apple, and I put links of all of those in the show notes. And you can watch movie number 2, Beyond Skyline, on Netflix, Apple, or Amazon, as well as number 3, also in those same places. And maybe all the bouncing around from streamer to streamer is what's kept people from noticing it as a series, dammit. And though it's not exactly the quality of 2001 A Space Odyssey, it's a lot of fun, especially for a first film. Now, don't get me wrong, this isn't Star Wars, this will not change your life, but if you're already a subscriber to Hulu and Netflix, or you're willing to invest as little as $2.99 a movie for a fun little ride, you could do way worse than spending a weekend with the Skyline trilogy. And trust me, I'll let you know when Skyline Warpath actually shows up, and where you can see it. Until then, look to the skies, and do not look directly into that blue light that belches out of the aliens. You will live to regret it. Well, not really live, but you'll be sorry, though you won't be sorry you watched Skyline. And that's it for today's Daily Review. I'm here with something new every day, Monday through Friday, every damn week, so come on back whenever you can stand it. There are links to what we've been talking about in the show notes and in the accompanying blog on thebradmunson.com. Take a look. And please, do all the normal stuff like rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes or any podcatcher of your choice. Tell your friends, invite your mom, you know, spread the word. And let me know what you think. You can also follow me for more and different stuff on Instagram or Threads at TheBradMunson. And on my website, weirdly enough called TheBradMunson.com. So until next time, I'm Brad Munson, and that's The Daily Review.